The Tower of Babel is described in Genesis 11:1-9. After the flood, God commanded humanity to increase in number and fill the earth, Genesis 9:1. Humanity decided to do the exact opposite. Humanity decided to build a great city and all congregate there. They decided to build a gigantic tower as a symbol of their power, to make a name for themselves. This tower is remembered as the Tower of Babel. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city, with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." Genesis 11:4-9. In response, God confused the languages of humanity so that they could no longer communicate with each other, Genesis 11:7. The result was that people congregated with other people who spoke the same language, and then went together and settled in other parts of the world, Genesis 11:8-9. God confused the languages at the Tower of Babel to enforce His command for humanity to spread throughout the entire world. 4,200 years after the original Tower of Babel, the spirit of the tower has lingered, survived and re-emerged on the world stage. Humankind is still determined to defy God and build that tower. Merriam-Webster is close by saying globalism is a national policy of treating the whole world as a proper sphere for political influence, similar to imperialism or internationalism. Socialists and communists say globalism is the key to worldwide prosperity. But, the truth is that globalists say it is a key to worldwide prosperity, but they know it is the key to controlling people under the dictatorial rule of godless communism. The task before UNESCO, said its first director General Julian Huxley in 1946, is the emergence of a single world culture by transferring full sovereignty from separate nations to a world organization. The new world order will be a socialist, authoritarian global government and court with global rule of law and a one-world economy, according to the Commission for Global Governance. https://www.jpost.com/blog/israel-uncensored/unesco's-globalist-agenda-israel-503912. The recommendations of the Commission on Global Governance, when implemented, will bring all the people of the world into a global neighborhood managed by a worldwide bureaucracy, under the direct authority of a minute handful of appointed individuals, and policed by thousands of individuals, paid by accredited NGOs, certified to support a belief system which contains ideas that are foreign to the American experience, and ignores other values and ideas that are precious to the American experience. So what are we to do? What can we do? The Bible tells of the beginnings of this idea of one world government and warns this system is coming again in the last days. They said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city, and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name, otherwise we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. The Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language. And this is what they began to do, and now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them." Gen 11:4-6. Revelation 13:16, "And he, the beast aka, the Antichrist, causes all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the freemen and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead," verse 17, "and he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell, except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name." Verse 18. Here is wisdom. "Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666. Don't be deceived. The rest of this story or the story behind this story is globalism. As usual, a plausible, but false narrative is presented to obscure the real agenda, a one-world government. An article saying Europe is dying is a false flag. Europe is neither dead nor dying. And, Europe is not being reborn, an unfortunate choice of words in this article. Europe was being infiltrated until around 2014. Since 2015 it became a full-scale invasion. Now, Europe is being transformed. https://civilistdefendus.wordpress.com/civildefense/4stages-of-islamic-conquest/. This is happening in America. Under Obama, the infiltration was accelerated. President Trump is trying to stop the invasion from abroad, as well as undoing the damage done to our nation and national interests by the previous three administrations. And Democrats, socialists hate him for his efforts and are doing all they can to stymie or destroy his efforts, including hamstringing or collapsing the U.S. economy, destroying American social structures, disrupting our banking systems, controlling the Federal Reserve, socializing our medical systems. The enemies of America, the globalists, are embedded in our government, in our religious systems, in our churches, in our school, colleges and institutions of higher education. They are using methods to erase and eradicate the culture, history and legacy both in Europe and in America. The agenda of this migration and globalism or one world government is not stuff of any book. It is stuff of the book, that is the Bible. A foreshadowing of this event can be found in Genesis 11. The Tower of Babel as told in Genesis 11 1-9 is an origin myth meant to explain why the world's people speak different languages. According to the story, a united humanity in the generations following the Great Flood, speaking a single language and migrating eastward, comes to the land of Shinar. There they agree to build a city and a tower tall enough to reach heaven. Note, tall enough to reach to heaven can be a metaphor for man reaching to heaven, making himself God, to accomplish his own desires. This is the socialist and communist manifestos of the state being your God, from cradle to grave. What to do? This is forecast or what is prophesied in the Bible. It will occur. It is underway. You and I must prepare. 1. Surrender to Jesus as Lord and for salvation, and He will give you wisdom, strength, courage and knowledge. 2. Repent and enter the kingdom of God. From that time Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 4:17. This kingdom is a very real place. It is described by metaphor, but it is no metaphor. It is a real place we must possess in these last days. Jesus centers his teaching to his disciples around this truth, telling them they must enter the kingdom of God and continue his works until he returns. More on this in an upcoming article. 2. Educate yourself. Become Bible literate. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Revelation 13 16-18. 3. Now learn the parable from the fig tree, when its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near, so, you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Therefore be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. For this reason you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will. 4. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. These are real and serious matters, and you must know that economics will not save you. Stockpiles of food and water may help and shelter will help, but they will disappear and will not save you. Medicines may help for a while, but they will run out and will not save you. Guns and politics will not save you. Technology will not save you. These are exciting times in which we live. Bore to the end, most likely the end of the fifth seal of Revelation, as Jesus said in Matthew 24, was be prepared, and by all accounts, it would seem we are at that stage. Your friend and brother? Mike Young. Next, globalism, the end of days, Israel and the Ten Nation Confederation, Satan's Armies, Episode 9.